President Bush today announced plans to bring home tens of thousands of troops now deployed at U.S. military bases around the world. The goal of the 10-year plan is to enable rapid deployment when troops are needed. The move will not, however, affect troops currently stationed in Iraq or Afghanistan, where deployments are running much longer than expected. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Cincinnati, where the president made the announcement at the National Convention of the Veterans of Foreign Wars.
This is the 105th annual convention of the VFW. It was a packed house of several thousand veterans, most wearing caps bearing the name of their home state, the number of their post, and pins denoting the war or wars they served in.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
They stood and cheered as the Commander-in-Chief entered, the kind of moment a president locked in a tight re-election campaign loves. But Mr. Bush also used this gathering of veterans to lay out what the administration calls the most comprehensive restructuring of U.S. military forces overseas since the end of the Korean War. It's part of what's called the Global Posture Review. Simply put, that means the administration is assessing where U.S. troops should be stationed, given the state of the world today. The plan calls for the eventual withdrawal of some 60 to 70,000 U.S. troops stationed in places like Germany, where they served to deter the old Soviet Union. Some of those troops will be repositioned elsewhere around the globe, with the president saying many will be stationed right in the U.S.
Over the coming decade, we'll deploy a more agile and more flexible force, which means that more of our troops will be stationed and deployed from here at home. We will move some of our troops and capabilities to new locations so they can surge quickly to deal with unexpected threats.
The president stressed that all decisions regarding redeployments are being made in consultation with allies, that areas that need protection will have it, and that U.S. military presence will continue wherever it serves the national interests of the U.S. But he also talked in terms beyond military readiness, stressing both cost savings from base closings and quality of life for the troops.
See, our service members will have more time on the home front, and more predictability and fewer moves over a career. Our military spouses will have fewer job changes, greater stability, more time for their kids, and to spend time with their families at home.
The Bush administration has been criticized for extending deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan. In many cases, reserves and National Guard are serving longer tours because the military is spread too thin. The president did not address that issue in his speech today. The reaction among veterans in attendance was positive. J.D. Spindler of Robinson, Illinois, was in the infantry in Vietnam.
The redeployment of our troops, that's probably something that's needed to be done some time ago, because the way we've got our troops stationed right now, that goes clear back to World War II and Vietnam. We got to do something. We don't have enough troops. We've got to do something.
Mr. Bush spoke to the VFW for about half an hour, most of it devoted to his standard stump speech, including the need for the war in Iraq, even though no weapons of mass destruction have been found. This was technically not a campaign event, but it felt like one, taking place in Ohio, one of this year's most hotly contested states. Democrats have criticized the White House for not adequately funding veterans programs. The president today boasted of having increased overall funding for veterans. On Wednesday, Democrat John Kerry addresses this same convention. Don Gagne, NPR News, Cincinnati.